Frank Emerson Show. We are live from Portland, Oregon. Prove that Suri's not a freak. Let the people take a peek.
That's a good one.
Says Motti from St. John's. All right, here's
the regulation one.
Where was that? I don't know. Where is it?
It says, Leah says it's regulations show the baby to the nation.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. All right, we'll talk more about that. In just one moment, we'll welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend Storm Large from Rockstar Supernova. Later on, Ascena Radio correspondent Jim Roop. So forth. It's 503-733-2970. Don't forget, immediately following our discussion with Storm Large today, we will be debuting the brand new single from Storm and the Balls from their forthcoming but indefinitely delayed CD, Blue. We'll be playing the first single from that here in just a moment, exclusively in the Rick Emerson Radio program. Wait, do we have the... Are we ready, Sarah?
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday. It's that time once again. Yeah.
Attention residents of the greater metropolitan Portland area and surrounding cities and suburbs. The Rick Emerson Show is issuing a severe storm watch in your area.
First and foremost, I am a performer. I take command of the stage. I take control of the show and give everybody a good time.
Storm, did it freak you out to be the first performer tonight?
I like being first. I am unafraid.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show for our Monday Storm Watch. Contestant and future triumphant victor on Rockstar Supernova, the one, the only, the irreplaceable Storm Large. How are you,
sister? Hello.
What's up with you? How you doing, Storm?
I'm doing good. I'm actually enjoying my first hangover of my mansion stay.
Oh.
Now, somebody, maybe it was even you, told us that contrary to popular myth, they don't have that place stocked with liquor all the time.
Well, there's wine. They have wine and there's beer, but there's no hard alcohol.
That's probably smart.
But people, you know, there was a party last night, and right. So there was hard alcohol, and we just went at it like hyenas, and it was quite a bit of fun, and there may be some horrible photos of me spitting Jägermeister into Tommy Lee's mouth.
Oh, I suddenly feel all tingly and awkward.
A little awkward.
Exactly.
So are you allowed to talk about these parties since they're not on the air?
Well, I could, you know, anecdotally possibly, but nothing specific. But I think that's like the worst thing that happened. I mean, it wasn't really bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's just cut right to the chase and ask about what immediately happened before and after the moment of you spitting Jaeger into Tommy Lee's mouth.
He wanted me to do a shot of Jaeger with him, and I was drinking wine, and I'm an old-fashioned gal, and I don't like to mix, you know. I'll drink wine all night, or I'll drink something else all night. I don't like mixing it up, or I will get a hangover.
Right.
So he was like, come on, Mama, do a shot, and put a shot in my mouth, basically held the cup up to my mouth and tipped it back, and I sucked it in. I tried to get Ryan Starr with it, but he ducked out of the way, so I grabbed Tommy Lee and gave it back to him.
This is just like so great and terrible and sexy and disgusting. I'm such a tangled ball of emotions right now listening to this story.
No, it
Good
was...
Lord.
I wanted to give you guys a real rock and roll, because I don't, honestly... For all of my family and friends in Portland, you guys know that I totally rock on stage, but I don't do rock star things. I'm not a rock star type of person, like getting wasted and breaking things and doing whatever.
Well, there's still time to learn.
There's still time to learn, and I'm, hey, why not learn from the best?
Absolutely. Well, really, Tommy Lee is sort of like a kung fu snatch the pebble from my hand moment when you're in the house
exactly.
with him.
Exactly. So. I was the grasshopper. He was the master. That's and you know what? And now I'm done. And I don't have to. I did my thing, and I don't have to do it anymore.
You can check it off the list of things to do before I die. Spit liquor into mouth of Tommy Lee.
Yep.
So let's, before we get underway with it, we have some questions that people have been sending in, and we've got some of our own. Let's just take a moment, and I know that we've been saying this every week, but let's take a moment to talk about last week's performance where you sang Anything, Anything by Dramarama, which it's so bizarre that Sarah actually knew the song a lot better than I did, and...
Yeah, I was amazed at how many people didn't know that song.
Wasn't that incredible? I sang it, and I don't know if they showed me its song selection. I was like, you guys, Come on, it's been on like 5,000 teenage romance soundtracks.
I saw that when you said that. You're like, well, I guess I'll take this since nobody else seems to know it. And
right.
That really worked in your favor because that song is amazing.
Here's the comment
Absolutely.
That I have...
Being old works.
The comment that I have heard more than any other comment about your performance of that Dramarama song where you climaxed it by tossing the mic, fist pump, and then into the crowd, even before the stage dive, which we'll talk about in a second, the comment that I hear more than anything else is that people get chills listening to and watching that particular performance, which is absolutely true. And there was something about your delivery, and it's a great song to begin with, and it was a lot of the way you were sort of working the camera, and just the fact that the band was so on. Not to take anything away from your performance, but man, the band nailed that.
Oh, I love them. I adore them. If Supernova doesn't want me, I want the house band to back me up on some stuff, man.
They were really
on
fire.
I love my balls, and I don't want to cheat on my balls, but they will understand.
No, it's like everybody gets a pass, you know. That's your one out, you know.
Yeah.
But
you love your wife, but, you know, let's say, I don't know, some great, I don't know.
Let's say
name a hot chick. I don't know.
Let's say that Dana girl wants to take me out for a night.
Dana wants to take you for a spin on that Georgia peach, you know?
Yeah.
There you go. Your wife would have to be like, you know what? Okay, yeah.
So a couple of questions that Sarah and I have been kicking around. The first one I have is, when you so the show that we see on Tuesday, which is taped early on Sunday, do you know in advance the order in which all you guys are going to perform? Do you know
We don't know until we get there.
Really? And
but you do know before they start calling your names, at least.
No. I'm trying to remember in what order because we have to do a sound check, and sometimes we find out it's sound check, but sometimes it changes. And they change the order around. What they do is, it's not by the performer, it's by the song, like a set list. They like to start with a bang and end with a bang.
Right.
It has nothing to do with who's singing what.
Okay.
It's what song. They want big songs. Sometimes they put people in certain places for juxtaposition or whatever, or for impact. I would imagine, I'm totally guessing, but when we get there, we find out what act we're in, where we are, because if you're in the last act before commercial, you have to stand at the end of the ramp and wait for Brooke to come and talk to you.
Right.
You know what I'm, you know, when she's going into commercial.
And you have to put your arm around her and you guys all
find out right when we get to the place for the taping.
Did you know that how do I put this? Did they all know that you were going to do the stage dive, or did you spring that on everybody?
Well, the house band wanted me to do a stage dive, and I said I didn't want to get sued. It's a great idea, but it's TV, and
right.
I didn't want to, you know, there's a lot of body on me, and I don't want to, you know, put someone's neck out. But they talked to the stage manager and the producers, and they thought it would be a great idea, and you should totally do it. And I go, well, this is completely not punk rock anymore because, you know, you guys have to basically have waivers signed and do all these extra things. So what it ended up being was, look, I might do it, I might not do it, just be ready for me to fly off. And if I fly off, this is where I'm going.
Right, right.
And so the show is going on and going on and going on, and I see a bunch of skinny little girls right in the front. I'm like, oh boy, well, they're not prepared. I told them. But then right before my song, I watched them shuffling people around and these giant friends from Holland. They were friends of Delana's in town from Holland. These big blonde Viking men
fantastic.
Right in front. And so her friends caught me.
We're talking to a Storm Large from Rockstar Supernova.
So, Storm, I know you can't talk about, you know, the reality show because I'm sure you don't know what's going on, what's happening on the Internet. But it seems that are things getting a little more dramatic as you're on stage as well as in the house? Because it seems like finally, you know, everyone was living in peace for a month, and all of a sudden this last week seemed like people were finally starting to get in each other's faces and get a little more snippy.
Yeah, I pitched a snit. Me and Delana had a fight, and Lucas pissed everyone off.
Yeah, Lucas seems to really be alienating himself.
When you talk about you and Delana having a fight, now is that something you can tell us more about, or?
Well, it's something that you guys have probably seen, and it's something, you know, it's long past with me and Dee, because she's my little sister, and we're really really close, And, you know, we have agreed from the beginning that we're very much alike and that, you know, it's going to be, we're going to be here for the longest, I think. And we have pinky swore that we will fight, yes, and we will love each other and we will keep each other grounded as best as we can. You know, keep each other focused on, you know, what's really important and friendship and keeping it real kind of thing. You know, because things do get dramatic. It's like family. You fight the worst with the people you love the most. And, you know, we trust each other. So she can scream in my face and I can call her a cow or whatever. And it's all good in the morning. You know, we talk it out, hug it out, and have coffee, and we fart, and then it's all good again.
I guess we're talking to Storm Large from Rockstar Supernova. I guess it's a good time to ask. That kind of ties into something I was wondering, which is, and we've had some people ask this, which is, in this last 3 or 4 weeks that you've been on, is there a song that you really wanted to perform that somebody else got? Do you look back and go, damn, if I'd only had that song and I didn't get to do it?
No, because I'm not afraid to do any song, really. There's some songs I'm like, this is kind of boring, but I know someone out there loves that song, and that's why it's on the list.
Right.
So it's like, okay, well, if I don't like it, I got to find a way to make it likable for me, or I've got to just grin and bear it and give it my 1,000%, you know. I've sung for so many years, and I've done, you know, god-awful music, you know, not of my own. I've done demos for country music. I've done demos for Broadway. I've sung, Sarah, I think I told you a story about how there was this little pop girl.
Yes,
little,
the one that you...
little actress wanted to be a pop star, and she sang a demo. It was so terrible that they sent it to me to sing.
You did tell me that. That's awesome.
Her. So I've done awful things vocally. So, I know how to fake it.
Is there any, when you guys are performing, is there any limit onto what you can do or where you can go? I mean, could you run all the way out into the crowd if you wanted to, or do they give you boundaries of like, look, this is what you can do when you're singing and this is what you can't do?
No, you can do, it's pretty much, you could do whatever you want, just like, I'm barring, obviously, nudity and hurting somebody.
Well,
on fire.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, Storm, I found Lindsay Lohan's MySpace profile today. And her about me, all it says is 6 letters, Google.
Yeah, she has your quote.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding
Lindsay
you. That's the
Lohan.
Only thing. The Lindsay, it's really
have you put a link to it?
No, I should. I'll put that up now.
I came in the room, and Sarah's like, I found Lindsay Lohan's MySpace profile. And I'm like, who cares? And she's like, look at her quote. And her quote is, quote, 6 words, or 6 letters, words. Google. It is your quote on Lindsay Lohan's MySpace.
She credit me?
Yeah,
no, of course
a little
not.
Tramp.
Oh, that little whore.
She's too strung out.
Seriously.
Oh, there's going to be a cat fight.
It's all she can do not to drool
and
on the keyboard.
She's been doing nothing but throw up on purpose and drink, so she's going to be an easy tag for me.
did you know you were going to get the encore? Did you have a feeling?
No, everyone in the house is like, you know you're getting the encore, dude. And, I thought it was going to be me or Dana, when we're all doing our vocal warm-ups in the morning on Elimination Day, you know, they brushed by me and they're like, make sure you're really warmed up, you know. And then they wanted it, then they gave me a kind of a hint, you know, hey, if you get the, are you going to, you know, jump? I'm like, no, that's so lame. That would be, like, lamer than anything. So...
I
want to ask, but I keep asking.
I have been asked by Sarah because she doesn't want to ask this. I have been asked by Sarah.
You're really good at the wording.
She wants to know if, personally speaking, if you guys get along personally with Lucas or whether it's just a professional sort of.
Is he really that much of an ass?
He can act like an ass, yes, but you know what? He's really sweet. In real life, he's so sweet, incredibly talented. He's a really good songwriter, a great singer. He's funny as hell.
I gotta tell you, from day one, and I was the only one here on the show that felt this way. From day one, I said that I thought he was a great singer and that he would end up in the top three. I've been saying that since the beginning.
He will, you know. He's kind of, you know, he can act like a dork, but he knows it. But he's really a sweet guy in real life.
Now, we get into sort of this is as Rockstar Supernova sort of progresses, and I mean, not to sound callous about it, but I mean, there's some chaff, obviously, that's going to go. There's some people, Sarah, who are being kept around, I think, but who are obviously not going to make the final cut. When you end up with the really talented people, the really great, strong performers that start ending up in the bottom three just by the sheer math of it, the question is, do you already have in your head picked out the songs that you're going to use if you're in an elimination round?
Yes.
See, and I know better than to ask because I know you can't tell me.
I can't tell you, but you'll love it.
Because
I'm going out big, baby.
Okay. See, that's right there, man. And we can slowly in our stomach, we can kind of feel the tension, kind of starting to ratchet up. But what can you tell us about tomorrow's installment of the show?
It's the most different performance that I've ever given on the show thus far, and all of my Wilfs fans will absolutely rejoice in me showing this side of me to the rockers.
So it's a less less overtly rockin' performance. Can you say that?
Yes.
Okay. So it's
not quite as well as you can, but
changing it up a little bit. All right.
But I did hear on the radio that. Well, I mean, I didn't hear. I was giving another radio interview this morning. Not that I'm cheating on you guys.
No,
was on a satellite.
Yeah.
That I've ruined Dave Navarro's marriage somehow.
Well,
did you hear that in Us Weekly?
No. Go.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to relay what they said?
I can't see the thing, but I was told that. I am the other woman in Dave Navarro's life.
No. Well, we probably can't tell you anything that we've read, can we?
Oh. Not when you're on speakerphone, which you're not.
Okay. No, I read, you know, celebrity blogs religiously, and I have to tell you, all of the bloggers are 100% behind you.
It's true. And
it's crazy. No, they've picked you out of everyone.
Absolutely.
Oh.
And not only that, but I know that for the last 2 weeks, you are the single most, Storm Lodge is the single most increased search term on Google 2 weeks in a row, and nobody else from the show is even on there. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're doing great, baby.
The people love you. So.
Oh, my God. I hope I don't let them down.
Not at all.
Yeah,
No, don't. It's you know yourself better than that, and we know you better than that.
I know. But I'm missing home, and I'm just starting to be like, okay.
Well, to go, this is.
I've been here a month. I miss my balls. I miss my Portland. I mean, I'm ready to go on tour and, you know, play more than one 90-second song, you know. I'm such an animal for the stage, and it's always so brief. I want to work more. You know, I miss working.
It does seem like this show is just going on and on when they might as well just cut it down to the bottom three right now, or to, you know, the top three.
That was
get it over with.
That was actually going to be my final question, because I know we're short on time here. But do you know if they're going to continue doing one elimination a week, or if they're going to ratchet it up to multiple eliminations at any point?
I have no idea. I mean, we're slated for 13 weeks, and it's only been five. So,
right.
So
there's many more white knuckle weeks to go.
Yeah, the finale is the finale. They'll let two people go. I imagine, unless they do something ungodly and keep more than one person to sing Supernova.
All right. Well, we are all pulling for you. Everybody in Portland is rooting for you. The viewing parties are kind of every week. There's more people there. They're cranking up, and I know the voting is. We're turning out the votes like it was the Chicago election, sister. So
I love that.
All right. Love
that, and I appreciate it so much, you guys.
Well, Storm, from all of us, and, you know, we are behind you 1,000%.
And all of Portland.
And all of Portland. We will talk to you next Monday, and good luck this week.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
And please tell my balls that I'm not, my Jaeger spitting days are over. I just had to do that one time.
We're
hanging out with Davey on Wednesday.
If Tommy Lee came up to me, I got to tell you, if Tommy Lee came up and said, Rick, you and me in the coat room 5 minutes, it's like, I think I'd probably have to. You know, I'm a dude. It's Tommy Lee. You know, what are you going to do? You Tommy Lee?
Yeah.
Tommy Lee wants to do something, you're obliged to say yes as a rock lover.
But the thing that makes me cool is he didn't do it to me. I did it to him.
Yeah.
I took his little head and I gave it to him.
So you were the pitcher.
I feel really good about that.
Fantastic. Storm, we love you. We will talk to you
next
Monday. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Storm Large, Rockstar Supernova. All right, there you go. Scotty, if you can. Okay, thank you. All right, there you go. It's 503-733-2. 970. Is this Jim Roop calling already? Oh, no. It was just a ring back. All right.
So do you want to play the clothes or do you want to play the ball?
Well, do you want to play the song as the out?
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Storm Lars from Rockstar Supernova. We're going to break. We'll come back. Scotty, if Roop calls, you probably will have to call him back, or he'll have to call us back. We're running so behind today. And I think we still got Peter Carlin at some point, don't we? I'm overclamped. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the pleasure and honor of we here at the Rick Emerson Show to present to you now the world premiere. If you've seen Storm and the Balls live over the last couple of months, you have heard them sort of working this song out, as they say. It's not on any of their records. You can't buy it. You can't get it anywhere. It has not been released. The album is on a definite hiatus. But we want to thank Davey Nepples from the Balls for personally handing this to us. It is a world premiere. The brand new single from Storm and the Balls. This is Ladylike, right here on the Rick Emerson Show.
Just like you, yeah, just like you. Look how many girls. What the world is lady like?
the Rick Emerson radio program. How great was that song?
That was really good.
Fantastic.
That was very good.
World premiere there of Lady Like, which is a new single from Storm and the Balls from their forthcoming CD, Blue. And not to be that guy, but I got to tell you, I've heard the whole CD, and it's pretty goddamn fantastic is what it is. And it's on indefinite hold. I don't know. No one really knows when the record's coming out. So all that really exists right now publicly is that single. So I want to thank Davey for giving us that. So we are the exclusive world premierers of that song now. You can always find out more, by the way, at stormlarge.com. It's 503-733-2970. Also, you go to rickemerson.com, and then we'll move on. We have to do some other stuff. But there's a hilarious thread going on the Rockstar message board about Storm showing her bosoms in some of her photos. There's this whole, like, Storm shouldn't be allowed to win because she showed her breasts at one point. Like, there's this whole puritanical brigade of people who are horrified by the nudity. So go.
We have to pick up Us Weekly, then, if they're the ones. Did you hear her say that?
No. What? What are you talking
about? She just said that Us Weekly is reporting that she broke up Dave Navarro's marriage.
It wasn't Us Weekly. I thought she said it was a satellite. A satellite radio program.
I'm pretty sure she said it was reported in Us Weekly.
Really? I didn't hear that at all. How could you and I both have been here?
Because you kind of space out and you're doing a bunch of other things. When I hear Us Weekly, I think...
I thought she said I was on a satellite radio program this morning.
She did say that.
Yeah, see, in your face, Sarah Gillard.
But that was a separate...
Speaking of Us Weekly and stuff like that, has anybody seen the front of this week's People magazine?
No.
Okay, I encourage you now to go...
With Lance Bass?
Yeah, let's welcome now from Los Angeles, and then I'll talk about this. Jim Roop. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
I'm sorry for keeping on hold. It's been a hell of a day here.
Oh, that's all right.
The power has gone out numerous times today, and I swear to you, this is completely on the level. Tim Riley was preparing his news by flashlight earlier today.
Wow.
Because here at CBS...
Like the days of the Old West.
Yes. That's how...
That's how cavemen had to do radio shows.
That's what Armuro did it.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's like in the Blitz. So the power's been going out. We're running behind all of this stuff. But I encourage everybody to go look at the front of this week's People magazine where Lance Bass is there. It's just him and the headline, you know, I'm gay. But... It's nothing to do with the actual story or him being gay or whatever. Look at the photo. There's no way to really, I don't have it online or anything, but I was in the supermarket line last night looking at the People magazine. There's something really wrong with him, or creepy about him, and in a way that I can't even really explain. Go to the store, look at this week's copy of People magazine, look at Lance Bass, and you will agree, A, that there's something really wrong with his face, and B, that for reasons I can't really describe, he reminds me of Michael Jackson.
No.
I swear to you, it's true. Go look at the cover of this week's People magazine.
No.
Look at, Sarah saying no. I spent a good 2 minutes in line last night staring at it going, what is wrong with his face?
Wow.
It looks creepy and strange and bizarre.
Think he's had some work done on it?
If so, it ended badly, or maybe it's just the first photograph I've seen of him that maybe wasn't airbrushed.
Wow.
It's a bizarre and creepy-looking photo of Lance Bass. There's something to the point that, like, I was standing back from the People magazine as I moved up in line, and I thought, oh, look, someone's put dirt on the People magazine, or it's been defaced somehow. And I got up, no, it hasn't been defaced. His face just looks weird. So... I don't know if it'll show up online. I encourage you to go to, like, a supermarket and, like, look at it. It's creepy looking.
Okay.
Hey, this just in, by the way. This is true. This just in to the CBS radio news desk. This is now from CNN, Jim Roop. Breaking CNN news sent to us by some guy. Blah, blah, blah. Actor Mel Gibson has entered rehab. Following his arrest on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol, his spokesman
confirmed.
Well,
you knew that was going to happen.
Well, that's always what happens.
I thought he was going to go to the Museum of Tolerance.
Yes. Followed by joining the B'nai B'rith. Yes. Good God, what is with that guy? Here's the thing is on Friday when he got busted for DUI, I was joking about like, oh, please God, let him have gone crazy and resisted arrest and gone nutty. I didn't think it had actually happened, though.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man.
See the power you wield?
It was fantastic. It was so great.
You know, it's so weird, you know, and he's so pre-Vatican too, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And to have this thing roll out the way, you know, he never really did deny or make any excuse for his father's remarks about the Jews when Passion of the Christ came out. You know, he just kind of sticks to that little the real Orthodox Catholicism is.
Here's what he said. His father has said that the Holocaust is a fiction created by Jew lovers. And Mel Gibson, when asked about that, he said the following phrase. This is true. When somebody had that, Mel Gibson said, well, you know, my father never told me a lie. That's what Mel Gibson said about that. Mm-hmm. So we have, I mean, I should point out that this is completely true. We have this now as recreated by our intern, Scotty J. We have now what Mel, this is one of the things Mel Gibson said according to the sheriff's report when he was pulled over. We have this now. This is an artist recreation of one of Mel Gibson's statements.
The Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world. Are you a Jew?
There you go. That's one of the many choice phrases that came from Mel Gibson. Wait, also including this.
You mother f***er. I'm going to f*** you.
And our personal favorite.
What do you think you're looking at, sugar t***?
It's a glorious time to be you, Jim Roop.
Except I'm stuck in San Diego on the border.
Oh, please. Cry me a river. It's like the most beautiful place on earth. Get an horchata and just,
enjoy it.
Kick back, man.
You know, this whole Mel Gibson thing really blew up to just, you know, atomic proportions.
I mean, and so how sad that you're not there to cover it. But I mean, I know that we said to Laura we wanted to talk to you about the border crossing and thing. I mean, this Mel Gibson thing is just crazy. And plus, everybody wants to know how far you followed the pink panty woman on Friday.
Until the cops pulled her over.
Really?
Yeah. See, I thought she was going to get off on an exit there because guys started honking at her. I'm thinking, stop honking.
Okay, here's what happened on Friday. We were talking to Jim Roop about something or other, and all of a sudden, we haven't pulled the sound yet, but all of a sudden, Jim Roop made the following noise. It was like a, holy God almighty, look at that. And we're like, what? And there was a woman on a motorcycle whose skirt was blowing up, revealing her pink panties. And you then followed her for about 10 miles.
I followed her quite a ways, yeah.
And so the cops then pulled her over?
Well, what happened was, you know, a guy started honking. Don't do that because you're going to call attention to it.
Right.
She's going to find out and it's going to end.
Right.
So, although I think she was well aware of what was going on the whole time. Anyway, there was enough. Somebody must have called the CHP or something because it wasn't long after that that, you know, lights and sirens came, you know, up to her and pulled her over. And we all kept going. You know, you don't want to wind up getting a ticket either. So,
right.
And I have no idea what happened from there. I would thought about maybe getting off the next exit and circling back around. But you're talking Friday traffic on the 5 freeway, so I thought.
And plus, at that point, I think you're officially stalking.
Yeah. I have my credentials with me. I didn't want anybody to know I worked for CNN at that point.
Hey, I am going to drop a copy in the mail to you of our good friend DeLowe's new CD, Headphone Hemoglobin, which does sample your voice. I listened
to
the
whole
CD.
It's quite an honor, man. That's something that's never happened to me before.
No, it's true. Real quickly, I know you're at the border. Is it tonight or is it tomorrow? When do they start putting all these National Guard guys on the border?
They're already there.
All right.
Tomorrow's the deadline. But as far as the California Guard goes, there's little under 1,200 of them. They've been here for a while now. But tomorrow is the day that Operation Jumpstart officially begins. And today was the first day for a lot of the missions, a lot of the submissions within the big mission itself. And it was kind of neat. The guys with the scopes and the heat-seeking, the binoculars and all that, they're out there today. Of course, that won't happen until tonight, but the guys with the scopes are out there today, and the aviation guys have begun, you know, all this. That was kind of cool. But there's a lot of ongoing stuff, too, behind the scenes, the administrative guys and, you know, the range, the guys on the weapons range helping Border Patrol agents to requalify after sitting on their butts for a couple of years and
cushy
desk jobs.
Yeah, well, how long, do we know how long they're going to be there?
December 2008 for the California Guard, and I think that's the entire mission, Operation Jumpstart.
Well,
so I don't know. I mean, it's in many ways, and I got a lot of comments from Guard members who are, this is all volunteer, at least the California Guard, I can speak from them. These are all volunteers. A lot of them live in the Southern California area, San Diego specifically, so they don't mind being here. It doesn't prohibit them from being deployed to Afghanistan or Iraq or anything.
It's
not like they can do this to get out of any other duty. But they think, they feel that they're doing greater good for this country by this mission than by going anywhere else. And so there's a waiting list of guys to be part of this mission.
I can imagine. All right. Well, my brother, try to stay cool, and we will talk to you soon, and look for that CD in the mail, Jim Roop.
All right. I'll look for more chicks on motorcycles.
Thank you, sir. And let us know if anything happens with Mel Gibson.
You bet.
Thank you, brother. There you go. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. All right. Rick, don't forget to talk about what really happened with Phil last week and why he got voted off. Obsessed Rockstar fans want to know.
Oh, yeah.
Signed, one of your many female heterosexual fans that would sleep with Storm in a heartbeat. Well, just for that.
That describes every woman.
It's really true. We have to take one more break?
Yes, just one. It's not too big, though.
All right, well, we should do this Phil thing, and then we'll break, and we'll come back a little bit to Tim Riley. And then Sarah's busy creating the... Sarah's busy creating the artwork for the sign that Scotty's going to be carrying in front of the Scientology Center tomorrow. Have we decided on a chant?
We have a bunch of them. I think that you can just kind of use a variety of them.
Well, maybe we'll spend part of the noon hour tomorrow. Because, you know, there's...
Yeah, because I need to...
Why do news?
I have the front...
That's true.
I have the back of the sandwich board and the front of the sign, but I don't have the back of the sign or the front of the...
What is the one that's pleased to be showing us? The Surrey baby freak something? Yeah. Well, all right.
Here it is. Proof of the baby is what we seek. Pleased to be showing us the infant freak.
Fantastic. All right. Well, really quickly, this is Phil, who was voted off Rockstar last week. And this is, as they say, this is what you didn't see. We're going to play the audio. Phil is standing up there in the firing line in front of Tommy and Gilby and Jason. And you're going to hear Dave Navarro say something, and he's going to whip a newspaper out of his pocket that he has hidden there. So this is Dave Navarro talking to Phil.
Hey, Phil, let me ask you a question. Do you guys get newspapers at the house? We do.
Okay.
Let me read something to you.
All right.
Richie said his primary goal for competing is to gain exposure for his band. I mean, really, I just hope to gain exposure. I love my band and I love the music, he said. I'm not stoked about the music Supernova is popping out.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing. When I said that, I had only heard the one track, the da-da-da-da-da. And to be honest, I'm not a fan of that riff. I can't lie to you.
Let me pass it over to Tommy to chime in on that.
Tommy looks stricken, by the way. He really does look down about the whole thing.
Dude, you know I love you. I've always dug everything that you've done. And it's kind of freaking me out right now. I'm not cool with this at all.
Me neither.
I know, dude. And because we sat at the mansion, we played you some new stuff. You're like, wow, that's just, the new stuff sounds
good. Dude, killer. I loved it. Honestly.
I'm drunk.
I know. It's kind of freaking me out. But to say that stuff prematurely in the press, and this is a lesson for all of you guys. Are you guys listening? What you say, people read, people hear, and people take to the heart. So just... a warning. Be very, very careful of what you say.
Because also, they'll make up a lot of stuff that you don't say.
Yeah, actually, they made that up. I didn't say that.
Ah. And then they vote him off. All right. But we've had people note that Storm sounds very guarded on the phone. And I've said before, you can sense the CBS person sitting right next to Storm when we talk to her. You can, in her answers.
But the real girl is still in there. She just had to, you know, tone it down because all
it's
the
true.
Rules and regulations. And
but, stuff. You know, you've heard Storm on the show for years, and she's very, never at a loss for words. And so it's very telling when we ask her questions. She kind of goes, well, and you can tell that it's like going through three different filters.
Is it 250?
It is.
We've got a break. How did that even happen?
We're going to break now. Hello. We'll be... Please now to be breaking.
This is the fastest show ever.
Yes. We need a longer show. No, we don't. All right. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Back after this with Tim Riley. And a cozy 4 minutes of content. We come back. We'll talk about the side that Sarah has created for Scotty J to be using tomorrow. All right. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We are live from Portland. Like us next. Don't go anywhere. Back in just a moment. You stay right there, baby. Oh, hello. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the program. I didn't get to the R&R thing today. Oh, is this Chris? Who is this? Scotty can't, he's not listening. He's too busy typing up suggested chants. Hell no, we won't go. Show me Surrey's little toe. Yeah, just the toe. That's all we need to see. Bring us the toe.
Bring us the toe of baby Surrey.
bring us the toe of...
Yes.
Okay. Coming up on tomorrow's program, Dennis Pitzenbarger will be here. What else? More Gibson news. I'm sorry. What else? What else didn't I get through today? This R&R thing?
We promised nothing today.
No. Brian, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Yes, I had an idea for the sign.
Yeah, for the okay, so Scotty's going to go downtown to the Scientology Center tomorrow and demand that they show us the baby.
Yeah,
what is your, we need a chant,
rule
though.
Rule them all.
What's that?
One baby to rule them all.
One baby to rule them all. I don't know. It doesn't really rhyme with anything. One baby to rule them all. Yeah. You have to see, by the way, I have to tell you, Brett, you have to see this sign that Sarah is constructing for Scotty. It's fantastic. It is really, it's worth going down there tomorrow just to see the sign that he's holding. It really is genius, Brian.
And wearing.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. He was really proud of that suggestion.
I know. I think you kind of broke his heart.
No, I just said it should rhyme. I didn't snicker. Okay. Let us now welcome Mailman Chris, official stenographer of the Rick Emerson Show. Chris, how are you, sir?
Good, buddy. What happened to Peter Carlin?
I'll take responsibility for that. I did not feel like there was adequate time to be fair to him today, because we ran so overtime with the storm thing, the cruise chant, Gibson.
You could not be done justice.
Yeah, but I didn't want to bring him on and squeeze him into like 90 seconds. So I think what we'll do is we'll make it up to him by having him in next week in the studio to relentlessly whore his book.
So I guess we got to the Storm Watch and the Storm Single.
Yes.
The Religious Nutcase Watch, Lisa Goddard, Jim Roop. I would count the Surrey chants as general shenanigans.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Unfortunately, you did not get to Peter Carlin, the R&R Mag, or the Clown Watch.
Are you kidding me? That's three push-ups?
Three.
I think there ought to be a ceiling at some point on how many push-ups.
I think the Clown Watch was a promise.
I think
it was a suggestion.
Ah, there you go. Tim Riley says that it was merely suggested, not promised.
I'm sorry, isn't this his job?
It's true. I guess Chris is the...
I don't know either way, but...
I guess Chris is the official word. You are the arbiter of all this. Was it promised or suggested?
You stated, I need to get to this today because I've missed it.
I said I need to, but did I say that I would?
Well...
See, it's merely a
suggestion.
You
generally preface, when you're not guaranteeing something, you generally preface.
Well, I need to have five servings of fruits and vegetables a day, but I don't. I need to bathe regularly, but I don't. Aha! Sherrod, you are. So, see, that should
you
not count.
Speechless.
I guess I should then, I only then owe two push-ups today.
Okay, that only puts you at 25.
Jesus God. I'm going to be the most fit person on earth by the time this program is taken off the air again. All right. Thank you, Chris.
By the way, I got your chant for you if you got a second.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
All the world wants the news. Show us pics of baby Cruz.
All right. There you go. Simple. To the point.
We need pics in a hurry. Show us little baby Surrey.
You've doubled it. You've taken it to four lines. All right. Thank you. Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that mailman Chris there. All right. This is Shannon, who I believe started the whole thing. Shannon, hello.
I just wanted to know where Scotty was going to be at tomorrow doing the protesting.
703 Southwest Salmon, outside of the Scientology Celebrity Centra.
Salmon?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, it's right downtown. It's near Pioneer.
Southwest.
It's near Pioneer Courthouse Square.
And what time?
We're looking at maybe one-ish.
One-ish?
I figure, you know, people are there, you know, the noon hour, maybe. I mean, people are there on their lunch break in the noon hour.
Well, I'm a delivery driver, so I'm going to be trying to get around the area at that time so I can see what's going on.
Well, what do we think? Because our good friend Kristen Bowie will be in here tomorrow handling the phones. Do we think one, or do we aim for the noon hour? Do we aim for sometime during lunch, Sarah?
Lunch, I guess.
Yeah, I would say all day.
We could aim for like a 12:30.
12:30.
That's at the height of the. Good. That's the like right at the lunch break then.
Yeah, right, everyone excellent. Will be out and everything.
All right. Well,
that's a good time.
All right. Scotty's now protesting. No, one. What do you mean? One? What does it make to you?
Scotty.
All right. We'll say 12:30. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
Thank you. There you go. One of our delivery drivers. All right. How long do we got here? Like 3 minutes?
Yeah, we got a couple minutes.
See, the show is now 4.4% longer, as we've noted. But the problem is we now end up with these awkward bits of time at the end during which we can do nothing. Tim, do you have news?
Well, I suppose I could dig up something.
Did we ever play the Gibson, the other Gibson sound?
I don't believe so,
Well,
no.
Let's do that now.
All right, well, let's do that. All right. The Anti-Defamation League is none too happy with an apology issued by Mel Gibson. The Rabbi Arnold Rauschus said that Gibson has some serious issues.
I think that Mr. Gibson has two diseases. One is alcoholism and one is anti-Semitism. And, you know, when people become drunk, unfortunately, they tell the truth too often.
Harvey Levin of TMZ.com talks about the possibility of a police cover-up.
Our investigation will be complete and will contain all evidence of fact.
Who has ever even heard of TMZ before this?
Oh, they've been around.
Who are they?
Oh, they're the ones that got the video of, was it Paris Hilton's boyfriend?
Oh, God. When they were walking around and talking, calling what's her name, Firecrotch?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan.
They're, by the way, they're part of Time Warner.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Man, this is a weird time to be alive. It really is. All right.
Well, we have Henry Kissinger, too.
Oh, well, let's still try to squeeze that in. Yeah. Sarah, when does the closing music start?
Started at 5:28.
All right, okay.
All right. Well, here's Henry Kissinger talking about Iran, which must now make a choice.
If Iran wants to be a threat to the region and support terrorist organizations and threaten the region...
Just older and sicker every year.
Then we have a different situation. This is the decision the Iranian government has to make.
He does seem like he should be some sort of honorary Star Wars character at this point. Henry Kissinger will never die. He will just become older and more tortoise-like every passing year.
He says the next month is very important.
I think this is going to be a crucial month in which a great deal depends on the wisdom and the strength of the United States in seeing it through to the conclusions that have been sketched by the Security Council with respect to Iran.
That's kind of what L. Ron Hubbard sounds like. Richard the Hippie, hello, sir.
Hey, why don't he just go out there and say, hey, what can we say? There is no baby because Tom is gay.
Because I would not say that, sir, because that is an unfounded allegation. And the Rick Emerson Show does not know that to be a fact, and so we would never pass along such ill-grounded speculation.
Oh, stop it.
Well, I sure noticed that as soon as that Emmy came out for that show, when they started saying that it was nominated for an Emmy, they played the Out of the Closet show again.
Well, he was technically in a closet during that program. Now, there you go. That's Richard the Hippie. All right. Coming up tomorrow on the Rick Emerson Show, more of this and more rhyming and more Cuba Gooding Jr. Also, Dennis Pitzenbarger will be here from the Portland Tribune. We'll try to get to this R&R business. And so forth. Oh, and we will have the top five songs Scotty J is sick of playing at weddings as a DJ. That's all coming up tomorrow. All right, the Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio, news director Tim Riley, Scotty J, so much more than an intern, and of course the manager of Rick Emerson Office East, Dave Zinn. Like us next, Don and Mike at 7, John and Jeff at 11, the fantastic Stephanie Miller Show tomorrow, 6 to 9 a.m. We'll be back in 21 hours. Always don't let the bastards grind you down. Thank you for listening. Be safe. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.
What do you think you're looking at, sugar?